And happy Monday. Welcome to Angel Answers with yours truly, Amy Toy. This is going to be our Archangel of the Month show. And this show is about finding purpose in your life. Now, I had some trouble when I was researching which Archangel, because I was taught from another perspective, and then there's another perspective. So I'm going to go with Archangel Chamuel, because we've talked about forgiveness and relationships, so we can use this Archangel to incorporate that, but also finding balance and purpose in our life. Now, many people come to me, you know, on the lines, or come to me personally, say, Amy, what is my purpose in life? That is a very good question. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you stories. I'm going to be the storyteller today. I'm going to talk about examples of how people found it. Some people just knew it. And we're going to talk about how Archangel Chamuel plays into this. And I'll give you an invocation, a couple invocations, actually. You can actually find them on the web and a couple of research that I did. So it's going to be a delightful show. But before we get into our material, the meat of our show, which I enjoy every week doing with you, by the way. It's been a blessing and a pleasure to do this show, and I'm very grateful. Just a few announcements. I will be taking calls 10 minutes into the show, so don't be afraid to interrupt me. Call in 10 minutes, about 10 after 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Call in. The numbers are 1-888-627-6008 for those in U.S. and Canada, and those outside of the U.S. and Canada. International callers is 530-413-4522. And, of course, we had Lynn Woodland on the 19th of March. Once again, I want you to, and very encourage you to get the book, Lynn Woodland, Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life in Our World. It's from Namaste Publishing. They have a great, they have a little interactive website. Check it out. She also has a website, lynnwoodland.com. And if you want to go back into the archives on the 19th, if you missed the show, it was a fascinating show. I learned a lot. I've already loaned the book out to our friend Chris, who calls in, and he's got the book, so hopefully he will get back to that soon. And also, if you want to find me for a personal reading, if you don't want to talk on the line, or if you want to email me during the show, it's angelicamy35@gmail.com, angelanswers11. AngelAnswers11.com. That's my website. You can also find me at Twitter, @AngelAnswers11, and also my Facebook page. So there's many ways you can find me. You can email me if you want to talk. You know, we can set that up. So anyway, finding purpose in our life. Now, this has been going through my mind lately, probably because I'm working retrograde. You know, finding kind of, I think when you are someone who's on a, we're all on the spiritual path, but some more aware than others. And I feel like in this time in my growth and my development as an intuitive, as a counselor, as a psychic, whatever you want to call it, I like to say intuitive, angel, guardian, you know, all the things, you kind of, it's Mercury retrograde this last March, I'm glad it's gone. It was a rough month, and a lot of my clients, a lot of my friends were going through a lot more personal turmoil. And really getting, I think, with the 2012 shift that we're all experiencing, had to search deep within themselves to find their purpose and where they were going and what they're doing and why am I here and all that wonderful stuff. And these are people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. You know, you think you get to my dad's age and, you know, why was I here? You know, that's his question lately. So we go through that. And I did some research, and it's funny how I came, I'll give you my personal experience on this, and I hope I'm not boring people to tears. And when I was growing up, I even heard spirit, knew spirit was around, knew the angels were around. So I've had this gift since I was two. I shut it off. I became a Jehovah's Witness for 10 years. Shut it off, very religious, controlling group. 10 years I spent in their organization. I joke around and I call it the Witness Protection Program because nobody knew where the hell I was. It's like I just dropped off the face of the earth. And not that I wasn't around, but I was. I kind of became invisible. So I shut my gifts off. You know, I did all those wonderful things. And then as I left the organization, which I left of my own accord, they call it disassociation, and that's fine with me. I did disassociate myself from their religious organization. and I'm being very kind. I did decide to, you know, I was kind of floundering around for a few years. You know, through this, all this time of this period of searching, I was always searching for something outside of myself, not looking within. And that's where I feel you find your purpose is going within. We'll talk about that in a moment. I had a girlfriend named Tammy who, God bless her soul, has passed away since 2007. Very young lady, was taken from us, you know, or decided to go back home at that time. But when we were growing up, Tammy and I were like sisters. She was an only child, and I was a younger child, you know, the youngest girl. I had two older half-sisters, 11, 16 years older, from a different marriage. I was like the, you know, strange kid. So her and I related to each other because my sisters were a lot older. She had no siblings, so we were like sisters. It was funny how I met Tammy. My older sister had a child when I was about 7 going on 8 years old, so I was an aunt the first time, 7 going on 8. So my sister, my older sister, Tammy's grandmother, Katie, lived downstairs. So, you know, Katie would babysit my niece, and then, you know, she met my mom, and, you know, my mom's a full-time mother, had to work, and so was my dad. So, you know, I was ending up being babysit with my niece. And so Tammy would come along, and she was she was a little bit older than I am, maybe less than a year, but 9 or 10 months, I could say. So she was like a grade level ahead of me. She and I became very close, and we play and all that stuff. But what struck me about Tammy was she knew what her purpose was. She loved animals. I mean, she knew since she was 7, 8 years old that she was going to become a veterinarian. And I used to envy her because I was like, yeah, and, you know, like once again, looking outside myself for validation, you know, I wish I was like Tammy, you know, she had this and that. Not real looking within, looking at my own gifts. And sometimes things don't come together for you when you're, you know, she knew, she was one of those people that I used to envy her. And she knew, and when we were, in our mid-20s, and she was having a time finding a veterinarian school to accept her. I remember the poor girl, not a math major, not a science major, but she did everything to fulfill her purpose. So she took the extra math courses, she took the extra science courses, she took everything. And what amazed me about Tammy was she did it. You know, B student, that's why her grades weren't that great, but she got into a veterinarian school up in Canada, and I'm not too far from the Canadian border. I live in Western New York, so we can go over there and, you know, nothing to us. And with that, she lived up in Ontario, and it was nice. And I go up to visit her, and every year got harder for her in veterinarian school, but she was accepted, and it was awesome because she had such a drive. I remember her telling me, we used to walk and everything, you know, in the evenings, and she told me about her decision to move up there. And I said, Tammy, you know, are you sure? She goes, this is what I meant to do. And that's what I mean about purpose. You're meant to do it. You just know it's a fire and passion within you. And you can't douse the fire. It's within you. It's within your belly. It's in with whatever your intuition. And I always believe intuition is God talking to you or the angels talking to you. And so with that story, it was amazing that she went through, you know, jumped through hoops. I mean that, oh my God, that university put her through hell, you know, with jumping through hoops. You know, you need this, you need that. Every year it was like getting funding, getting loans and everything. But she was going through it. And I've never seen someone have so much drive. And sometimes she called me up, Amy, you know what, they put me on academic probation and I'm having a little bit of issue with this professor. But she somehow got through it. Because she said, I know I'm meant to do this. And that's what she did. She was meant to do it, and she did. And I would have, you know, I'd sit back and be like, wow, Tammy, you're really a stunning example. And she had such a love for animals. And when we were kids, she loved animals so much. I mean, she would not, I mean, I think that's why we just got a fourth cat, okay? I don't know why we did, but she needed a home, and we got another one. They have a big enough house, and everybody's trying to get acquainted with Crystal Angel. That's her name, Pudgers, because she's a heavy little girl. She's black and white, beautiful, heavy girl. And Tammy taught me how to love animals. Not that I didn't love them, but she really would say, she had a stray cat, Amy, come on, there's a cat. I don't want a cat, Tammy. Come on, you know, always trying to get me a cat or a hamster or a gerbil or whatever. But that's an amazing thing. Another example is I have... my middle sister has a daughter, her middle daughter. strange. They were born like a day apart from each other. And I'm set in my ways, and my sister's set in her ways. That's why we probably don't see eye on anything. But her daughter knew from a young girl that she was wanting to be a mom. And I envy women like that because I did and I didn't. But she did. You know, she knew she wanted to become a mom, and she did. And she's a wonderful mom. And you can see how she is with her little girl, her daughter. And, you know, I do see another one coming in pretty soon for her. So it's amazing how people know their purpose and know their truth. I have another friend, you know, Chris, who calls here. He's a writer, and he knows he loves writing. He's into a different genre. He knows about these things, and I love writing, too. I mean, I think when I look back at all my life, I'm not doing a life review. Did it, done there. 2000, did it, done it. Don't want to do it again. You know, you look through your life and say, yeah, that purpose was there all along. So what is the first thing to find out what your purpose and what you're meant to? What do you love to do? What is in your soul? Some people love gardening. Some people love pottery. Some people love to write. Some people love to critique. Whatever it is. What is what you love to do? What is your passion in life? Singing. Some people love to sing. I do Zumba, and she's a former dance instructor. She loves it. You can still see the passion in this woman's eyes after all these years. What is, when you go walk in someone's presence that knows what their purpose is and they're in the zone, what do I mean by the zone? When we meditate, sometimes we're in that zone between the worlds or going on to the other side or whatever. I'm a Pisces. I go there without even launching it. I can just go there. But some people are in that zone when they're doing that particular, when I'm doing readings, I get in the zone all the time. I think that's why I get loopy. Because, you know, when you work with spirit and when you're working in that zone or what you love doing, it really, it's not a chore to work. It's a joy. You love doing it. Some people love, I've noticed this recently with my clients, life coaching is becoming a big popular trend, helping other people find their purpose. And I think that from what I'm gathering from my guides and my angels is that people are lost, and we're all going from the physical to the spiritual realm a lot faster. And I mean, in growth process, not evolution, but growth process. And so becoming more spiritual beings, and which we are. We're from spirit. We don't, actually, if you think about it, we're from spirit. There's really, I'm going to suggest a book in a moment. The author suggests that we're deathless, birthless, and limitless. So we are, you know, really spirit. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. I've heard, I'm sure every people have heard, in the audience have heard that saying, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and we are. And I like to think of myself as a, you know, spiritual being, but I'm not perfect. And we talked about last week's show, you know, people, when you get drawn into things, we can, our human side comes out when we least expect it. So it's an interesting way to really ground yourself. So we're going to look at Chamuel. Now, Chamuel is an archangel that I've worked with on occasion with romantic relationships. There's a couple others that I've worked with, but this angel seems to have it together. Now, Chamuel, if I can get to my little spiel here, is matters of the heart. And especially when you're having heartache and heartbreak, Chamuel does the job. But Chamuel is also about life purpose. Now, there's some of us who need a little help on our journey. We know we're meant to do something. I mean, we didn't come down here to fulfill, you know, working day in and day out in a boring, dead, you know, end job. We're not here to be unhappy. We're here to fulfill a purpose. And when we're in the zone or in spirit or in our realm of comfortableness and what we're supposed to be doing or what we're meant to do, we're in a different zone. And that is the cool thing. I mean, that is the cool thing. So Archangel Chamuel means he who sees God or he who seeks God. And, you know, Chamuel is considered to be one of the seven archangels, and he's in the higher, remember we talked about hierarchy last week about the powers and, you know, who oversee the world and, you know, the lower and higher energies, and they bounce away the negative energy. So But Chamuel can be invoked into our little realm, our own personal world, and our reality. And sometimes we have a hard time finding those things. Chamuel is also good for, building and strengthening relationships, like I said, for finding life purpose and lost objects. So finding our purpose. And so this book, this is actually taken from Doreen Virtue. Now, I talked about her last week. Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. And this is an invocation that she brought. Like I said, there's a couple of them else I will bring out. And it says, Archangel Chamuel, I seem to have lost the name of the object. So this would be our life purpose here. And it says, I know that nothing is truly lost since God is everywhere and therefore can see where everything is. Please guide me to what I'm looking for. Thank you, Chamuel. So, or you can just, you don't have to be, the invocations, do not have to be elaborate. It's the intention and the feeling behind an invocation. It does not mean that you need to make this elaborate prayer and say, Chamuel, help me, praise thee, the Lord, and all that crap. Archangel Chamuel, help me with finding a lost object or helping me find my life purpose. Help guide me and lead me to the situation that I need to be surrounded by. So what usually happens is we want to find our life's purpose, and what else happens? I mean, we're just supposed to set back now. Usually we're guided to people, places, and things. Usually people and places. I love people will say to me something that clicks. I'll be thinking something, and I'll get an answer from a stranger. I'll get a word said in kind, or I'll overhear something I'm meant to hear, or a book will open up. I mean, those things have happened to me. I've had, or I'll be in a situation where I'm like, so I'll be talking to something somewhere maybe that I'm about to go through, and it's like, oh my goodness, you really helped me, because then it's like the answer to a prayer or a question that I've had. And it's amazing, because once you start really opening yourself up to allowance, being an allowance for things, what does that mean? It means being open to anything and everything. And putting the request out there. And I know a lot of people these days are doing a reevaluation of themselves, their careers, their life purposes. And when you're open to that, when you're open to spirit and the angels, and you can use the angels, like I said, the archangels are there to help you. And really, they're our helpers more than our, they have no free will. They gave that to God, over to God. But they're here to help us, but they can only help us if we ask, because they can't violate our free will. So the angels, are not above us or anything like that. They're here to help us. They're our messengers. Angels, angelos means messenger. So we need their help. And in these times, and I don't like to say poverty consciousness, because that's what I feel it is. It's a consciousness that we ourselves need to look at. The economy is not, money and the economy are not outside ourselves. It's an attitude or how we perceive it. It's once again within ourselves. We need to check ourselves. And if we're feeling unworthy, that, well, I'm not meant to know what I'm supposed to, which I did for the first, 26, 27 years of my life. And, always looking outside at Tammy and saying, she's got it together. I don't. In reality, it was all there. It was there all along. It just never really, clicked. It just didn't click until, I had a near-death experience, and the angels were like, wake up, turkey, and smack you upside the head a few times. And that's what they did for me. So when we use, getting back to Chamuel, when we invoke Chamuel, there's a couple other different things that Chamuel can help us with. And I'm fascinated, because Chamuel, it's really about relationships. Some people use Chamuel for relationships. I don't. I use Tamiel. That's just me. But Chamuel is more about, finding. Also means, Chamuel and also Hebrew means comfort and compassion and divine love. And really is about divine love. We're all beings of light. And sometimes when that happens, our light can be dimmer or lighter depending upon if we're in the zone or on purpose. in our purpose, doing what we're meant to do, what we love doing, our light, our inner light, our spirit glows. And as a spirit, as a psychic, I can see that. When you're calling me and you're on point and I know where you're supposed to be, you know where you're supposed to be and where you need to be, that light comes on. And I'm not saying I'm not the hotel six here, leave the light on, but usually it does happen. So anyway, Chamuel is a wonderful archangel to really work with. And if you really want to work with the angels, it's very imperative that, like I said, you can invoke them in many different ways. I'm looking for that one situation that I was talking about. And Chamuel is the angel of love. Now, in my past, I have used Chamuel for relationships, and it was okay. Usually the relationship broke up, but now I can see why. If you look on past your journey, you can see why relationships may have broken up, because your light or your energy or vibrational energy wasn't aligned with that person. And sometimes, you know, we get ourselves involved in things that we really shouldn't be getting ourselves involved with to begin with. Our intuition's like, no, don't do it. And we still do it. It still hurts us, so we just, you know, don't want to listen. But Chamuel, like I said, it's probably the only invocation that I'm seeing. I can't find it. That's okay. I'm not meant to. That's okay. So, Archangel Chamuel, really working with who you are. And I'm hoping with the show that we can, you know, really work with the angels every month, because they are in a different vibration. And when that happens, it's definitely a different situation. And Chamuel is also the angel of charity, which is giving, you know, help and everything, asking for assistance in different ways, maybe how to be more loving with ourselves, because I believe that a lot of us are very hard on ourselves, extremely difficult. And it's very sad, but it does happen, so. You know, Archangel Chamuel is an angel that I think we could all work with in finding our purpose. And there's a couple other different things that I want to bring on the second half of the show. And we're going to talk about different ways to find your purpose. And like I said, one thing is really being aware of what you want to do. And that is not something people really, oh, they're like, oh, I like to do this and that, but what makes your heart sing? And I'll say to people, you know, they'll ask me that question. I'll tell them, and usually they're really like, well, how can I make money at it? The funny thing about that is, the best thing about that is that, you know, you love what you do, you transition, and the transition is not a very hard transition. It's only as hard as you want it to be. And what will happen is you'll maybe, let's take, for example, writing, okay? You're a writer, and you have a talent for writing. You love writing. It's your passion. But, you know, in this world, you got to, you know, you have to pay your bills. You know, you got to pay for food, and you got to live in this physical vehicle called life. And what will happen is people will say, well, how can I make a living at that? I'm not going to be a famous writer. You don't know what's going to happen. It's not being about a famous writer. It's about maybe you have a message. And or there's artists that sketch and they love doing, you know, I'm talking more on the creative side here, so. And they'll be like my fiance too. He's he loves landscaping. He loves to design landscaping, and he'll say to me, I love landscaping, but how can I make money at it? You can do it. I mean, people see you have that passion for it, and they will come. It may take time, it may not. It all depends on what you love doing. And, you know, word of mouth is the most powerful advertising that you can ever have and hope to accomplish is the word of mouth. And I know that, you know, people come over. It's not like my front yard is beautiful, but he did a great job. I went away for the weekend and he landscaped it, and it's beautiful. Really, it is. It is exactly. You know, so. And the sad part is, you know, people don't understand that their purpose is right there in front of them, they're not seeing it. And like I said, with Tammy, it was right there for her. For me, I just kind of decided to, we decide to not look at ourselves. Maybe we, like I said, I put Tammy on a pedestal, and it was really sad because I had a lot of my own gifts that I didn't appreciate until later. Like, I knew I've always been not gifted, I don't want to say that, but I've always been extra sensitive to spirit. So it wasn't like I could turn it off. And when I did shut it off, I had a mad car accident. So spirit's like, no, you're not going to forget us. And I guess sometimes your purpose is right there and you just don't want to look at it. You're in denial. And so that's what happened with me. But when you really look at things and look in front of you, being on purpose, and I feel like we're going into a new era of life, a new consciousness ourselves. I call it a consciousness. And where we're moving towards what we want to love, what our passion and our love is, because I feel like the more we're happy within ourselves, the more we love doing what we're doing, the more the world's vibration is going to be raised up. It's not going to be so down. And so, remember when, if you ever have had a job, it's so negative, and you go into the place, and you know everybody's just there for the paycheck, and you look at it, you're like, oh, God, I got to go to this place. Just if you allow it, to lower your vibration, it will. So in that instance, if you can find out where you don't want to be anymore, sometimes you have to look at where you work and what you didn't like. Sometimes you have to find out before you like something, you find out what you didn't like. I tell this with clients who are in relationships. They'll say, oh, Amy, I don't know if I'm, like this, and I don't know if I like that. Okay, what didn't you like about the book? And then you find out what you like about it. It's about self-awareness, and I love it when some people will be so judgmental and critical of others when they're not aware of themselves. And I think that as we get into this new consciousness, we need to look within ourselves more than outside influences, because the outside external influences right now are not the most positive. And creating your own reality and being within your own realm one day at a time and one person at a time. And like I said, I hope I reach one or two people that can go out there and raise the consciousness, raise and be educated out there, because it only takes one voice to be educated. And I'm not trying to be Barry Manilow and sing one voice here, because, God, I hate that song. But anyway, that's what we need to do. So we'll be taking a break in a few minutes, and I'm giving messages today, and always, if we'd like to call in and talk and have any questions, maybe you've had experiences about finding your purpose. For those in the U.S. and Canada, the phone number is 1-888-627-6008. And for those outside the U.S. and Canada, the international callers, area code 530-413-4522. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you. Hi, and welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Welcome back. I believe we have a caller, and she's on the line. And I will be taking calls, like I said. I'm going to be doing some mini readings here. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Who am I speaking with?
It's Lisa. I think I talked to you for a week.
Oh, hi, Lisa. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Thanks.
How can I help you today, doll?
Well, I am still having issues in regards to work and money. And I'm kind of not sure what to do anymore, because it's just gotten so kind of down to the wire for me.
Okay.
So I don't know what would be the best question to even ask. If you can see anything possibly opening up.
Sure, you got it. Let me take a look. Yeah, and March was a very rough month for you, wasn't it?
It was ridiculous.
March was horrible. I swear to God, I had so many people. I had one woman on the line that wanted to commit suicide. It was really bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I can understand. Almost like,
yeah, I was like, oh, my God. And I had to contact the line, and they're like, you did very well and all that stuff, because I did encourage her. Oh, okay, good.
All right. Brings up all of your survival issues, your basic survival issues.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It can be very daunting.
It is. All right. Okay. You have some major stuff going on here. You have some major shifts coming on within the next 2 to 3 weeks here, in a good way. Now, what I mean by that is it feels like you are coming down the wire, but it feels like you are not going to be neglected or anything like that. You are going to be able to get some, you're going to break, I would say, something around the 17th of April. Now, I don't give dates, okay, so don't quote me. Timing is up to them. Okay, but I'm getting something around a 17 here, 17 days, or by the 17th, things start to break free for you.
Is there anything I need to be doing?
That's what I'm looking at now, sweetheart. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let me see. I feel like you're doing affirmations. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, I meditate.
You're saying you're doing the affirmations. You're wording them properly. You're crossing your I's, dotting your T's. And I think we talked about this before, but it feels like being in allowance and allowing things to come to you, the worry energy does produce delay. Okay? I don't know if you're trying to keep it under the lid, but you're not doing a very good job. Okay? You're
yeah,
not keeping the worry. I don't know. They're saying you're not keeping the... Okay, this is what they're showing me. They're showing me, like, when you have a... When you're not, okay, you know how you boil water and if you cover it, let's say you have potatoes or something, you're mashing potatoes, and you're boiling the potatoes and all of a sudden things are, the lid's trying to keep the water and everything from overflowing, but it steam's coming out because everything is going nuts under the lid. That's kind of what you're doing. You have everything underneath that is going nuts, and in somehow, some way, you need to calm it down. The worry energy is there. Does that make sense, or...
Yeah, it does, but it's also instinctual. Like, there's a part of you that just instinctively feels like, oh, well, what else should I be doing?
Yeah,
you know?
There is not much. The only thing I keep getting here, Lisa, is you're dotting your I's, you're crossing your T's, or, you know, you're dotting your I's, you're crossing your T's. Must be marking retrograde because everything's kind of going haywire in my brain here. Everything is going the way it's supposed to. You are doing everything you can. In fact, I feel like you are doing what you need to, and it's like the opportunity is coming. Opportunities are coming, and actually within the next couple weeks, you should start seeing, because I feel you're going to be at peace about within 2 weeks about what's going on within you. The money will be there. The job is going to be there. Now, what are you looking for? I forgot.
I'm involved in theater, and I do a lot of...
That's right. Okay, music. Okay.
And I write...
Yeah, because it feels like you are where you're supposed to be. You are going to have some things breaking open. Are you most peaceful? Are you a singer?
No, but I do dance.
Okay.
Dance.
All right. There's something about music surrounding you. Listening to music, just kind of being in the zone yourself, getting into that zone, keeping yourself grounded and centered.
Oh, that's how I meditate, with music. That's probably
yeah,
what you're doing.
Well, there's got to be some more grounding and centering because I see your energy up and down. Okay, no offense, I'm not trying to offend you.
Yeah.
But I am seeing you're not grounded or your energy is all over the place right now. And it's probably because of what's going on. Mercury retrograde ends Wednesday, thank heavens. But it's still by the 17th or within 17 days, there is a major opportunity that is coming to you that you never thought of. I feel like something that is going to help you get, like give you a confidence boost that is going to help you get out of this kind of rut you've been kind of in, okay?
Yeah, because I've really been working hard this year.
I know you have. No, I see
hard.
That. I see that, sweetheart. That's why I'm trying to tell you. Your energy's all over the place. No, you're doing the right thing. You are doing what you need to do, but being more in your center. That's what they're saying, being more in your center. If you wanted me to give you more of a metaphysical interpretation, being more grounded or more centered.
Got you. I do have a question.
Okay.
I auditioned for something a couple weeks ago, and I'm wondering Do you see that coming back?
All right, let me see. Let's take a look. Can you give me the just give me the first initial of what you auditioned for, please?
S.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay. I keep hearing they'll hear by the 17th or within 17 days, so it feels like that is a good, that's a good starting point for you.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good starting point. It feels like something, it feels like an opportunity is going to kind of get, lift you up and get you the motivation you need to keep going. And I feel like this is an opportunity.
Got you.
Okay.
Is this
that's what I'm getting.
Like, is this happening? Is this, I know everything happens for a purpose, and I'm just trying to figure out what is God trying to teach me by this, because this is very new to me.
It is very new. Are you used to having things kind of unfold very quickly for you?
Yeah, I'm very good at manifesting and focusing, being able to do. I have been in the past. And it's never truly gotten this bad for me.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I used to be struggling, and then when things came to me, I'd freak out. The only feeling I'm getting is having faith and being your own center and being at peace with the current present circumstances.
Okay.
And I'm getting serenity coming to you, so your peace of mind is coming back to you. Thank God.
Yeah. I'm going to work on
okay.
that.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, because sometimes it's we go through these lessons in learning to be within ourselves and just having faith and patience, and I hate patience. I know that's my life lesson, and I'll tell you, I wish the patience.
It's difficult.
Okay.
But if that's what I'm supposed to be learning, then that's the skill I'm going to hone.
Okay.
All right.
Sweetheart, I don't know. Is there any other
questions? No, I appreciate your help.
Okay, no problem, sweetheart. It was nice talking to you. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Angel blessings to you. Bye-bye. Well, that is sometimes true. Sometimes we, in the manifestation process, I like that Lisa brought that out, that the manifestation process for some of us was a struggle. Like I said, I took a lot of detours. Lisa, you know, has that gift, and sometimes it's patience and perseverance, and patience is mostly, like I said, it's not one of the lessons that I'm very good at. In fact, if it was me, I'd probably be climbing the walls, too, and I've been there, done that. But being the center within your own self, being the center, having your own, you know, center, and being where you need to be, that is something that happens, and it's a gradual process, and like I said, finding our purpose and really going sometimes, which is a good point, you know, Lisa, she's got a passion, she loves dancing, she loves to sing, not sing, but I saw music, being in your center takes, you know, practice, and I remember, like I think I've told this story where I had my near-death experience, and I was thrown back into my gifts again, and throwing back into my heightened awareness, we'll call it. And I just lost a lot of patience with myself, and I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to do it. I just didn't know when I was on this journey of the unknown. And somehow, by the grace of God, go I, as they say, I learned through just meeting people, places, and circumstances. And like I said to you, you know, a certain person would come to me and tell me their experience. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, and I would be able to go on my journey a little bit, and then I, you know, get a hiccup and be questioning myself, like, what the heck? And then a book would be presented to me, or I had I've had books fly off the shelves and to a page I needed to have at the time. One of the books was Angel Therapy by Doreen Virtue, and she was talking about, like, you know, a light purpose, and then what the other book was, The Light Worker's Way, I believe it's called. I have it here somewhere. And there was another book. When I read it, it resonated with my soul, and it really helped me get on my path again, because I was really struggling for 2 years on my path. And like I said, I don't know if anyone watches the show, The Long Island Medium on TLC. I've watched her a few times. I actually know her through a friend of mine. Not know her personally, but I know of her before. And the show's been in the works for a long time. And I'm not one of those people that would go up to you and give you a message. That I wasn't. That's not the way I was taught. But you know, when you have a purpose, sometimes the mission chooses you. You don't choose it. And so, I believe I'm like Teresa, where you know I didn't wake up one day and said, "Oh, I'm going to be a psychic, or I'm going to be intuitive, I'm going to do this and counsel people." And no, it's not like that. We don't choose our. Sometimes our choosing calls us. Just like Tammy, she had that veterinarian. She loved animals. She knew it. It just took me a longer time to get there. I'm always a late bloomer, but I appreciate things more, I think. So there's a couple books for you to kind of go on your path. And I'm a Wayne Dyer person. I love Dr. Wayne Dyer. In fact, my fiance is really getting into him lately. And I'm sure people have heard of Dr. Wayne Dyer. He was on PBS. And I first started, after I opened up on my path, there was a book that really got to me. His first book was There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And he goes to the prayer of St. Francis. And being a Reformed Catholic, I did like that book. So I bought that book, and then it was around the time that I opened up again. And I don't know if I saw a repeat or something like that, because I've known Wayne Dyer for a very long time, for about 10, 12 years now. And there was another book on my path that was presented to me while I was opening up and trying to figure out which end was up, which wasn't much, you know. But he did help me come on my spiritual path. And don't forget, I was a Jehovah's Witness for 10 years. They're against psychics and mediums and healers, and they don't believe in the afterlife. They believe in a resurrection, and, you know, there's Armageddon. It's a fear-based religion as far as I'm concerned. But, so I was 10 years out of, you know, in that, and I was coming out of that, and, you know, so the spiritual path to me was beginning again. So I had to kind of disabuse my mind of all these doctrines, perhaps, you know, things that I was taught. And so I had to go back through a detox process. So that's another story. Maybe we'll do a show on cults and that. So anyway, Wayne Dyer has been an inspirational and instrumental in me finding my spiritual path. Now, when his latest, there was a movie he did, and it was on Oprah's own channel. If you don't have it, get the book, the movie called The Shift. The Shift is a movie about finding purpose and really going with it, but he does it in a way that is in a movie format, and there's stories. There's like three different stories, and he's in one of them. And I like the way he presented it. And like I said, my fiancé is getting into Wayne Dyer now, and he was like glued to the TV yesterday. I was amazed. I'm like, I have it on DVD. He won't watch it on DVD. He'll watch it on Oprah, though. So I guess Oprah has more power than I do. But it's a good movie for you to kind of go into and really see if you want to be on this path, there's little characters along the way that will come to you, like Wayne Dyer, me. Maybe this show will help you. I don't know. Like I said, I just do what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm led to do this, as a friend of mine used to say. So I'm led. I'm led to do what I need to do. And so you will be led to where you are if you're an allowance. And that happens on your path. Sometimes the path is not as clear as maybe it once was. And you kind of go and you just kind of, it's like the blind leading the blind. I live, like I said, in Western New York, and when we have whiteouts, snowstorms, I don't know if anybody's ever experienced that, but if you're from Western New York and you live by the lake as I do, there's whiteout conditions where you can't see your hand in front of your face. So if you're driving in that, all of a sudden there's a big gust of wind and you can't see. You have to follow the car in front of you with the headlights, and that's where you kind of are sometimes. You're following that car in a whiteout condition, maybe you're a whiteout of life, and you're following that person's headlights. You know, and if they stop, you stop. That brake lights or whatever you're following. I mean, the brake lights, not the headlights. So you follow that and as close as, without rear-ending them, of course, but sometimes that's what happens with life. You follow people. You just put one foot in front of the other and you just move forward. Scary though that is, in uncharted territory, it can be done. And what will happen is you will get to that place where you're meant to, and it's more about the journey than the destination. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, like I said, you can meet certain individuals. There's certain teachers like Wayne Dyer or Doreen Virtue or Louise Hay or Marianne Williamson or Alden Taylor, whoever. I like Denise Lynn. I mean, Cheryl Richardson, all those people. Lynn Woodland. Now, I like her. She's awesome. I love that lady. She had an energy. And her book really transformed my life and raised my vibration. But looking for the answers sometimes you have to kind of like white knuckle it and just go from here to there. And every day is an adventure to me lately. I don't know about you, but when I wake up and I don't know what I encounter, but I'm not a morning person, but now I'm starting to say, okay, no, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So, with that, anyway, the movie The Shift is a wonderful recommendation. I love the movie. Watch it and see what you think of it. He did put a great movie that was understandable. You know, you don't want to hear me yak, yak, yak all the time. That's a good movie to get into because it talks about different things. And I like it because it does put, there's one character in there that had two boys and she's married and they go on a vacation to this place and all this stuff. And, you know, Dr. Dyer talks about that. And he talks about how women have more to offer this world than just being a wife and a mother. And that's a job in itself. And I believe that is a big job. Not for me, because I don't want to go. I have two stepkids. I have four cat children. That's enough for me. Or kids, you know, that's enough for me. And I'd rather keep it that way. Some women, like my niece, love to have kids, but I feel like there's more to us, men and women, especially women. I think we're coming into our own now. A girlfriend of mine said that Venus is going retrograde, I believe, mid-May. I'm not too sure. I think it's mid-May to June, rest of June. I think it's like a long period. When Venus is retrograde, we find our most powerfulness. Venus retrograde can be used to our advantage because a lot of great things happen during Venus retrograde, and I might do a show on astrology. I'm not too sure yet. We can talk about these different retrogrades and really how they affect our lives on a personal level. So anyway, you do that, and you use the energies. Anyway, getting back to, you know, women and finding their purpose. We all have a mission. We all have a life. We all have different gifts to offer this world. Not everybody's going to have the same gift. Otherwise, God would have created us all the same. And plus, we're all parts of God here. And so we're all light. We're all light beings, and we're all here on a mission. And when we are on purpose and when we are on our life's mission, our light shines greatly. I mean, I can, like I said, if you called me up and, you know, talked to me about, Amy, what's my purpose? And if your light is dim, I know you're not on purpose because I can see that light. But if your light is shining and it's bright and you have joy and exuberance and you're joyful and you love doing what you're doing and you have meaning and you have all this stuff that is really, then you're on purpose. And you know what you're supposed to be doing in your life. Some people have different missions in life, if you want to call it that. Wayne Dyer calls it dharma to fulfill. Well, I've had a lot of dharma to fulfill in my lifetime, too. And I'm sure I've got a hell of a lot more. They showed me what I need. Start looking at things that you want to do in your life. If that's being like Tony Robbins, a motivational speaker, do it. Whatever you are called upon to do. Everybody has a purpose. So I will leave you today with living on purpose and living on light. Live your life the way you're supposed to, where you want to be. Make yourself happy. Angel blessings. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.